Blog Talk Radio.
Thomas, yo.
What's going on, my brother?
What's good, bro? Chilling?
I don't know, man. It's a Monday. Shit. I mean, shoot. Trying to recover, man, from the weekend. You know.
Yeah.
Got some scores to go over here tonight. Got some bad news for the Bears. I mean, Bulls. Seems like that time of the year for us to crawl into the playoffs. We'll talk about Jimmy Butler going down right after he scores. So, Cleveland lost to the Rockets yesterday, 105-103. And Kyrie Irving did not participate in that contest. He had a shoulder strain. So it looks like they kind of missed him, definitely, because they only lost by 2 points, so his scoring would have helped. Oh, yeah, LeBron did. Yeah, he did play. Did not see his score. 37 points. There we go. He didn't even try to help me out, bro. 37 points, LeBron James. James Harden had 33. Also kicked LeBron in the family jewels. That was a little exclamation point he put on that game. So what does that say? What does that leave the Cavaliers? Still in a good position, better than the Bulls, I say. They, at least they're not hopping into the playoffs. The Kings lost to the Portland Trailblazers 110-99. Aldridge has 26 points, 15 rebounds, looks like 12 assists. He had a point guard number. Damian Lillard had 31, Rudy Gay 24. Kings don't look like they're really going anywhere, so no story there. Golden State Warriors beat the Boston Celtics 106-101. That game should have been a blowout. Speaking of this game, Charles Barkley says that the Golden State Warriors are too small to win a title, and he directed that towards Draymond Green, which Draymond Green's would buy back. Well, if it's all about size, then maybe that's why you did not, sir, Mr. Barkley, win a title. What's your thoughts on that comment from Barkley?
I always did think that they were a little too small. Andrew Bogut, injury prone. David Lee. The team is too built around shooting it. You know what Barkley always said, and a lot of experts say, you live by the three, you die by the three. So they need some low post presence on their team to really go far.
So Barkley might be about right, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, after watching these boys play so well all year, it'd be pretty disappointing if they didn't make it to the finals. But, hey, we shall see. Like Draymond Green said, we shall see. Pacers knocked off the 76ers 94-74. They should have scored 76. That would have been pretty ironic. Jason Richardson back in action. 10 points. Nobody really scored any major points for the Sixers. Everybody had 10 and under 10.
Double diggers. Double figures.
Yeah, only 1, 2, 3 players in double figures. And 2 had 10 and 1 had 11.
Oh, my
terrible
God.
Game for them. Yeah, right? And I'm talking about, like, under. Like, somebody had 4, 5, 4, 4, 3, 2.
There's no win
right
like
there
that.
For sure.
Right.
I don't know what that is. The Thunder knocked off the Lakers 108-101. I think that Westbrook has an arch fracture. That's what that dent in the side of his face was for anybody that didn't see that. He dented up.
Yeah, he dented up. He needed like a whole corner panel.
Yeah. Serge Ibaka, 18 points, 14 rebounds. Enos Kanter, 15 rebounds, 16 points. I like that.
Yeah.
I always say I like that addition. Jeremy Lin poured in 20 points last night, had 8 assists. Carlos Boozer, 8 rebounds and 8 points. Nothing big there. Nothing big there. New Orleans, 99, and Nuggets, 92. Amir Sheik, 9 points, 16 rebounds. Yeah. Not bad at all. Gallinari, 21 points. He's been out for a while. He's coming back. He just came back like last month. I always liked that kid. Now, I'm not going to go as far as to say the Bulls should go get him or anything like that. I mean, he's probably cool where he at. But I always did like that kid. His game was kind of spunky, if I may.
I believe he was the number one pick. He never lived up to expectations. Italian.
Yeah, always injured. But Denver needs somebody to do some kind of scoring because that team is terrible. Even though Ty Lawson had 19 and Will Barton had 16. The team is still terrible. It's a short slate of games tonight. So this won't take too long. Toronto and Philadelphia. I think I'm taking Toronto. Toronto leads that series 3-0, so Philadelphia probably won't do much in that one. Who you got?
I'm going to go Toronto, even though DeMar DeRozan hasn't been living up to his early expectations as far as being one of the better players earlier in the year. Then I'm going to go Toronto.
Yeah. State in Brooklyn.
Definitely Golden State.
Phoenix in Miami. Okay.
Yeah, I was just going to say. I'm going to go, where are they at? Where are they playing at? In Miami or in Phoenix?
At Phoenix.
I'm going to go Phoenix.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Phoenix, too. The Clippers in Minnesota.
I'm going to go the Clippers. I never had Mike. No, go ahead.
So I wonder if Garnett's going to buy 1,000 tickets again. Oh, no, he's not. He's there in, there in L.A. I'm going
yeah,
Clippers.
I'm doubting if he Yeah, I'm going Clippers, too. Chris Paul made me a believer again in his game when he really wants to play.
Indeed. But, I mean, he was playing against the full team that had no Derrick Rose, man, so that don't really count.
He was picking us apart.
I mean, yeah, I mean, without Derrick Rose, the hound of bound, I guess that was pretty easy to do.
Well, I'm not finna
use
the injury of Derrick Rose as a crutch. He gone, and next man need to step up, and Chris Paul killed Aaron Brooks and whatever point guard.
Yeah, he knocked in 28. Yeah, that's pretty bad. 19 after 12 and 19 shooting. Yeah, he didn't really miss nothing. And it was a plus 20 with him out there. So yeah, that's pretty bad. Pelicans in Dallas. I got I'm gonna go. They lead the
I'm gonna go Dallas
2-1. Yeah. So Dallas, man. So those are the scores. Then we got like little school cut things going on here. We got the last week's rankings with Atlanta number one. They went 3-0 last week. Golden State coming in at number two. They went 3-1. They got 10 in the next 12 at home. Now, they got one game left on this East Coast road trip, and then they got 10 of the last 12. I mean, 20 of the, 10 of the next 12 at home. Wow. So they about to go on a roll.
So you mean to tell me they only got 13 games left?
Well, they got 10 of the next 12 at home. So I think it's more than 13 games left.
Right.
Houston is coming in at number 3. They went 4-0 last week. Memphis went 2-2. They're number 4. Cleveland went 2-2. They're number 5. Kyrie Irving is out to be reevaluated before Thursday's game in Boston. Portland is number 6. They went 3-0 last week. They signed Aaron Afro. I guess that's helping them defensively. Clippers 2-2 last week. They're number 7 without Blake Griffin. Dallas is number 8. They were 1-2. Rajon Rondo, Rick Carlisle. I don't know. Things are falling apart. Hope Rondo gets through that. I was on Twitter, and there's a guy. I guess they asked a question, and he said that Rondo was better than Westbrook. I beg to differ. Would you say Westbrook is better than Rondo right about now?
Hello?
Yeah. Would you say Rondo is better than Westbrook right now, or Westbrook? Westbrook better than Rondo, or Rondo better than Westbrook?
Westbrook is definitely better than Rondo, and I just got breaking news. James Harden has been suspended one game.
Oh, for kicking LeBron?
Yep.
Just one game, huh?
Yeah.
I guess that's all it takes. Chicago has dropped to number 9. They went 2-2 last week. With Derrick Rose down 4 to 6 weeks, and now Jimmy Butler down 3 to 6 weeks. I don't know, what's the extent of Taj Gibson? Is he out or is he set?
I believe he's out. That ankle, I think he's re-injuring the same ankle.
Yeah, so that means McDermott and Keith Warren Moore should get a lot of ticks. hopefully. But I don't understand, like, why won't Tibbs play McDermott? I don't get it, man. Like, especially now, like, this is stupid. Why would you go with Kirk Heinrich more than you would play McDermott?
I don't believe Thibodeau trusts rookies at all. That was a huge thing coming in. Usually doesn't play them unless it is an injury. Remember, Tony Snell almost sat his whole rookie year.
I don't know, man. That just don't make any sense. Do you think Tibbs is going to be gone next year because of any of this fiasco?
I wouldn't. That would be one of the dumbest decisions in the world. You know, just get 50 wins a year with a mediocre coach.
Yeah, and that coach is rumored to be Fred Hoiberg, who used to play for the Bulls.
Right. Another yes, man. That's all they really want.
That's really all they really want, man. And it would make more sense for me to I would like to see them sell DJ Ryan's those sell the Bulls because he has no interest in basketball. All his interest lies at the White Sox.
Yeah, you know. I doubt if he do that, though. I know he's not. It's too much money made being a Bulls owner.
Yeah, even when the Bulls not winning, he's winning. He's selling out the crowd, the building. So I don't know. I don't know what direction we kind of go in with the Bulls. I'm feeling the way you felt about the Bears. I'm kind of feeling that way about the Bulls right about now, man. Like, I wouldn't mind if they traded Derrick Rose. I wouldn't mind if they traded whoever they felt like trading at this point. Because after this year, you definitely got to kind of blow it up. Because Noah, you know, he has a ton of wear and tear on him. The whole hype of winning a championship with Derrick Rose is really fading fast for me. You know, we keep bringing in different players. So, you know, I mean, like, go ahead, do what you're going to do with Rose, maybe. Keep Jimmy Butler, pay him. I don't know what you do with Joakim Noah. It might be time for him to go.
Never. I don't see how you can think that way about the Bulls and be so strongly opinionated about the Bears keeping people.
Because I've watched these Bulls the same. It seems like I've watched the same story play out since Derrick Rose has been here.
And that's the only problem with us is Derrick Rose. Not the coaching, not the other players. He just can't stay healthy. As far as our team is good going forward if we don't depend on Derrick Rose being a savior. I mean, that blew him up because that team is really good. It's just where a lot of injuries came, like Taj Gibson out and Jimmy Butler got hurt yesterday. That's huge. Like, I don't really care about if Rose is there or not. Like, I'm not holding on. He's not going to walk through that door. So I'm not looking for him to be – I'm not looking at him at our plans as far as how good we're going to be this year.
I don't know, man. I hope you're right, man. I really do. There's something interesting, man. Like, I don't know, like, what's going on with this year and all of these players and all of these illnesses, man? Like, the blood clots.
I can't really tell you about that. As far as injuries, that's bad. As far as sicknesses and things, I don't know. Maybe the doctors need to clean their utensils a little more. The players need to watch their health. Like, they need more, I don't know, doctors as far as physicals going on throughout the year.
I mean, it's crazy, man. And according to the Centers for Disease Control, an estimated 60,000 to 100 people die each year pulmonary embolisms, which is PE, or deep vein thrombosis. And that's where the clots occur. I mean, like, we lost Jerome Kersey, Mirza Teplovic for Brooklyn. He was out. Of course, Chris Bosh. Anderson Varejao missed the last 3 months of the 2013 season after blood clots were discovered in his lungs in January of 2013. It's weird, man. Like, I've never really going on.
I would have to see how they – what's the way of getting that? Like, I would have to look into that to see how do you get those to see, like, is there asbestos in the buildings or practice facilities or – I don't know. Is it like the –
right.
What you call it, the supplements they're taking and giving it to them, like as far as side effects or jet lag? I don't know.
So they're saying the extensive travel and time spent on planes by NBA players would at first glance be a prime suspect of the cause of the clots. Travel of several hours or more at a time, yeah, a regular part of the job description for an NBA player. So that could be part of the problem because, you know, they're sitting on the planes for all this time, and that's all they do is travel back and forth. So the blood kind of like sits and pools in the legs and the clots develop and then it starts moving around. It says, especially for players dehydrated after playing. So that could be part of the cause.
I don't know, it's crazy, because, I mean, they're not bringing up other people that had it.
Okay, say the Nets give players compression shorts to wear on long flights and have an aspirin, a blood thinner for players to take, mandatory periods in which the players will have to get up from their seats and walk a stretch may come in the future. Wow. Wow.
That's news.
Yeah, that is.
There you go.
That's crazy. Well, they better do something because, as you can see, that's a deadly thing. And if you can't catch that right away, do something. MVP watch: James Harden, 25 points a game, 7 rebounds, 9.3 assists. Stephen Curry, 27.3 points a game, 3.3 rebounds, 9.3 assists. James Harden.
That's huge.
Yeah, as he's knocking down 25 points. Stephen Curry, 6 assists per game. You would think he was throwing more. So, I don't know, but when he does give you an assist, man, it's usually something crazy that you got to be really paying attention to grab. LeBron James, 32 points a game, 8.7 rebounds, 6.7 assists. Marcus Smart is in the 16.
That can't be for the whole year.
That is,
That has to be for like the last month.
Let's see. Okay, you're right. You know what? This is last week's averages. You're right. Good catch, man. Good catch. Last week's averages. How did Marc Gasol get into the MVP discussion?
Good team. One of the better players on a good team.
He posted his first double-double since February 10th last week.
Rebound.
27-11 against Minnesota.
Rebounds, field goal percentage, influence on the game as far as being a big man, that goes into it too.
Dang, man. Like,
but you be the best player on the best team.
Well, we definitely know how Westbrook got in the discussion. So Westbrook is in there.
Yeah, but he's not going to win it.
Yeah. Nah, he ain't going to get it, man. The reported bid for the Hawks, who it might get sold by one player that possibly may be involved in that is Grant Hill. So the highest bid right now is $800
million. Chump change compared to the Bulls and the Clippers or the Lakers.
Yeah, right. And on top of that, to end out the show, Michael Jordan has become a billionaire. Yeah, I read that earlier. It is not from the shoes, which you might think that's what it was. It's actually from Charlotte and the sale of the Clippers that caused every other team's value to shoot up. So congratulations to Michael Jordan. You are now a billionaire. How does it feel to be a billionaire? Where are you going, sir?
Barely.
Hey, that's in our show tonight. Make sure you check us out Wednesday. We have another NBA recap. And then Saturday, hopefully, we're going to have our power hour. I don't know. I got to see. We're having some problems right about now. So we're going to see if we can do this power hour Saturday for you guys. And hopefully that you continue to enjoy. Thank you for everybody that's been listening. We had 20 listens from Saturday's show so far. I hope you guys go back and check it out. If you haven't checked it out, you can always check out any of the shows in the archives. Check us on Twitter, Sports Reality Radio. Check us on Facebook, Sports Reality Radio fan page, sports page, whatever. So enjoy your night. I'm dead tired, man. I'm going home. I'm about to probably just chill out. Not even going to do too much, man. So you guys enjoy your night. Again, this is Sports Reality Radio. We out of here. Holla at you on Wednesday. Peace out.
Peace.